Yizayin Amar Aleph, had the Mishnah. Eshami, I remember this Mishnah, but we had in Be'yah. Tosafot points out the main place over there is in Be'yah. That's where the Mor discusses the Mishnah. Well, then over here, the Mishnah just wanted to mention the issue of bringing Chagiga and Smicha. It mentions it over here also. Eshami, I remember Mevi'im Shlomim and Semchum Aleim. So Beis Shammai says you don't do smicha. You do smicha from before Yom Tov, but so you can bring shlamim. You can't do smicha. But you don't bring others at all, except for the others of the tzibur which you bechiv to bring on Yom Tov. V'shil armim, mivim shlamim. V'olos, you can bring the olos of Ria on Yom Tov. B'samcha Aleihem, and you can do smicha also. Therefore, atzer shechal is b'erev Shabbos. If you have shuas, comes out to be shuas is one day, right? Obviously, comes out to be Friday. So when do you bring the kabbonis? Can't bring them on Yom Tov. According to Beis Shammai, can't bring the oilus on Yom Tov. Can't bring them on Shabbos. So Shem Ramim Yom Tovoyach Acher HaShabbos. The day of bringing the Kabbonis will be the day right after Shabbos. V'shil Ramim Ein Lo Yom Tovoyach Acher Shabbos. There's no Yom Tovoyach after Shabbos because you can bring it on Yom Tov. But obviously they do agree Shem Chol Elias B'Shabbos Shem Tovoyach Acher HaShabbos. But if Shuas comes out to be on Shabbos, we don't have that. Shuas to come out on Shabbos, I mean Pesach would have to come out to be on Friday in Loi Badu Pesach. But if you're Mekadosh Al Pi Ria, theoretically Shaykh, you could have even if you keep Loi Badu Pesach, if you make Nissan Choser, you could end up with Shuas being on Shabbos. If you make it chaser or mole, I forget which way it is. Okay, maybe both of them mole, maybe. Make shuas a day later. Right, so you make both of them mole. I guess it probably works both ways. You could make both chaser. You could have Pesach on us. Could have to be. No. The only work of both are mole. Okay, so if it comes out to be on Shabbos, so then Yom Tovach is after Shabbos. Now the problem with that was that the Tzedukim always, they said, Shabbos, that you always start counting from the day after the actual Shabbos Bereshis, which means in 49 days later will be Shabbos, and Shuas is always on Yom Rishon. So in order to indicate to people that not like the Tzedukim and Kohen Gadol mislabish b'kelov umutar behesav rebetainus shalakam dibre omer matzeres achar shabbos. So normally Yisru Chag is also betainus of behesped. So Shabbos was Shuas, so Sunday is Yisru Chag. They did not aser hesped and tainus, and the Kohen Gadol, Rashi says b'shasav the Kohen Gadol had to wear his begadim, but the rest of the day. The Kohen Gadol would dress in a very appropriate manner, being the Kohen Gadol. He wouldn't do that on the day after. People would say, "Oh, it must be a regular, like really a weekday." Look, the Kohen Gadol's walking around, in lesser clothing than usual. So clearly, it wasn't a Yom Tosis. Tosis says, "So why do we hop on the Kohen Gadol per se? I mean, basically, everybody should wear weekday clothing." You see all of Sanhedrin walking around in weekday clothing, you know. So you know it's not Yom Tov. If they all wear kapotas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they wear a short jacket on the weekdays, they should wear short jackets. I mean, that's the point, right? Why dafka the Kohen Gadol? So Tosfos says it means he taka didn't wear his ches begadim. Like the Kohen Gadol can't do a voida without ches begadim. It means he didn't do a voida on that day, and which he didn't have to. But on Yom Tov, the minhag was that he would talk, you know, the clients would come, they want to see the Kohen Gadol, see where is Chesed Gadol, etc. So this day, Badavka, he wouldn't. Zecher Rashi, Ravi and Shlomim, but Yom Tov, Shein Achilas Hedit, Shlomim can be eaten by people, so that's a Tzarech Yom Tov. But Erlis, which is Tzarech Kavoya, Eshamay holds you can't do in Yom Tov. Bein Tzimcha Aleim, Kedemrinan, Ela Tzimcha Aleim, like we said before in the previous Mishnah, there's no Smicho. Ela Tzimcha Aleim, Erev Yom Tov. The Smicho has to be done before Yom Tov. Then you shech them in Yom Tov. The Labinan take of the Smicha Shchita. Bein Shamay Shchita is, we do not require that the Smicha has to be immediately prior to the Shchita. I will let me be an Erlis. But Eisen Shiocha Lohobi Lacher Yom Tov, Arlis, which do not have to be brought on Yom Tov, can be brought after Yom Tov. Look, see, who the vada yosel lachem, lachem ulo the gvoya. So, b'shami darshin, lachem ulo the gvoya. There's no heter to do the voida for the tzarech of just the tzarech gvoya. Now, but Arlis, which was kavuas man on Yom Tov, obviously we can bring on Yom Tov. Yom Tovayach shakarbanos reiya. The day which you brought the karbanos reiya, mechagiga. So Yom Tov lachar Shabbos, Shane Kramer lo be Yom Tov lo be Shabbos. Now Chagiga sounds harsh as a Chagiga you could bring. So Tosis says that why can't you bring the Chagiga? Chagiga is a Shlomim. So Rashi should say the Kabbonis, he's going to be Shama right now. The Shama says you can't bring it on Yom Tov, you can't bring it on Shabbos. So you bring it the next day. So Tosis at first seems to disagree with Rashi. Then Tosis seems to bring Yerushalmi, which seems the mazal. According to Beis Shammai, you can't bring Chagiga either. So because once it's a carbon chiyuv, so apparently you couldn't bring it. You're doing it to be yotzei the chiyuv, not because you want to bring it for the tzarech achila. So that's also called like a tzarech kavaya. So you'd have to wait till afterwards to bring it. Okay, and not Yom Tovuch, and it's Yichud Yom Tovuch Shemotulak Yom Tov. There's no reason, there's no need to have a special day of bring Kavanos on Yom Rishon. If ready, you could bring it on Yom Tov on Friday. And Kodesh Mizlavish Bekelim Noyim Bebeisa Ubashuk. While he's out in his house or in the street, Mizlavish has a voida kamer. I'm not referring to the Godim of the Shas Avodah will be the Kahuna. I'm talking about the Bid the Kahuna. Elishal Yisnor Baisa Yom. He can't dress nicely on that day. Shem Tavor Shalat Zeres Acher Shabbos of the case where Shavuos came out to be on Shabbos. So on Yom Rishon, which is the next day, he wouldn't wear his nice clothing. Prophet and Kadei Yeshivina Makol. Sheena Yom Yom Tov. This is not the Yom Tov day. They said Stukim Shayarim Tzeres Acher Shabbos. Kind of Stukim Shuvos always came out to be on a Sunday. So they bedafka would indicate over here that's not the situation. Okay. Omer Rebbeloza Omer Rebbeishu Manayim Letzeres Sheyesh LaTashlum. We had this before. Kol Shiv. How do we know that you could bring the Kerbotas? Which you did not bring on Yom Tov by Shavuah, on the Yom Tov of Shavuah, you could bring it during the week. It's totally weekdays. It's not connected to Shavuah at all. It's not like Pesach or Sukkot. So how do you know there's a Tashlumen? Shnemar b'chag ha-matzois, u'b'chag ha-shabois, u'b'chag ha-sukkos. So the Pasuk groups the three Yom Tov together. Ma'akesh, chag ha-shabois, l'chag ha-matzois. We compare it to Pesach. Ma'achag ha-matzos, yesh ha-tashum and kol shiva. You have 7 days to bring the kabbalas. Ma'achag ha-shavuos, yesh ha-tashum and kol shiva. You have 7 days to bring the kabbalas. Ve'ema, for the Merkash, ma'akesh l'chag ha-sukos. Why do we equate it to Pesach and give you 7 days? Why do we equate it to Sukkos? Ma'achag ha-sukos, yesh ha-tashum and kol shmarno. Ma'achag ha-shavuos, yesh ha-tashum and kol shmarno. So we should be 8 days. Why only seven? Why do you compare it to Sukkos? So our answer is Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmeihu. Shmini is a separate regel, separate yomtiv. So the yomtiv of Sukkot only has 7 days.
By this, do we then say there's no tashlumi l'shmini atzer? It's not in the hekesh.
Well, that's what the Mora is suggesting. That the hekesh would be to Sukkot, and Sukkot only has 7 days. So the Mora says 1 second. That doesn't really. Amr the Amri Shina Regel Bifnei Atzmai. Who that which we say that Shmini is a Regel Bifnei Atzmai is Hani Mila Ninyan Pazer Kashav. We'll see what that is. We've had it before, but we'll refresh our memories in a second. Abulin Tashlumen Tashlumen the Rishonu. We know that the law is that Shmini is a day that you can bring your kabbonis. If a person does not bring his kabbonis on your Rishon, he can continue bringing kabbonis. Continue over the days to bring the kabbonis of Yetzis Chiyum of Ria and Chagiga, including on Shmini Atzeres. Itnan, Mishal Chag v'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Chag is called Regel v'Yom Tov Ba'achron. You can bring the Chagiga later on in the Yom Tov, including on the Yom Tov Ba'achron. Chag is Chag Stam, and whenever it says Chag Stam in Shas, it means Sukkos. So, why are we makish at the Sukkos? Why aren't we makish at the Sukkos and give us ourselves 8 days? The more says, but Shmini is a regular thing also in regards to Pezer Kashav, so Pezer. The first one is pious, that during the Yom, that the, normally when you had the different mishmoras there, they would do a pious to decide which mishmar got it. The kabbonis of Yom Tov, because those are not into the regular cycle of things which are divided up by the weeks. Each mishmar got a week, and every 24 weeks they switch, cycle. But the nyana which came because of Yom Tov, those were not in this. Those were separate. So they would do a pious to decide who gets it. They didn't do a pious on Sukkot because there were so many karbonis. They gave each more ish mishmor, a korban to be makarv, and basically that gave a chance all the mishmoras a chance. When it came to Shmini Atzeres, where you had a minimal amount of karbonis again. As opposed to 14 kvasim and 2 elim and 13, 12, 11, parim, you have one par, one ayol, and seven kvasim. So they would use a pious again for that. Zaman is they would make a bracha of Shechiyanu. Resh stands for regel b'fnei atzmai, which Rashi learns that, Rashi learns means regel b'fnei atzmai, it means that the nusach tefillah was different. You wouldn't say B'yom Chag is a curse. You would say B'yom B'yom Hashmini Chag Ratzeres is that. The Kribonis are a different type of order of Kribonis than the Kribonis of Sukkis. It's a totally different cycle of Kribonis. Shear, the shear of the Hashmini Ratzeres was not the same type of, wasn't like a hemshech of the shirm of Sukkis. And Beis was Baruch. Rashi says it's referring to Berachos HaMelech. They would do a Berachos HaMelech on Yom HaShmini. Learns Baruchah means Beis for Baruchah means that they would daven differently, benching and tefillah. They mentioned you wouldn't say Chag HaSukkos, you would say Chag Shmini Atzeres. And what does regel mean? Regel means that the halacha, it's a yomtiv, there's a requirement of lina. The Gemara is going to say in a second that the halacha is that every regel, when you come bring the kabbonis, you couldn't leave it. It's a yomtiv, you'd have to wait till the following day to leave because of the halacha of lina. So Shmini Atzeres had a halacha of regel that you could not leave immediately Motzei Shabbos, you would have to wait until the following morning. Okay. So Mori says, okay, fine. So we still have our question, why do we pick Pesach and not Sukkot? Mori answers, Tefastam Ruba Loi Tefastam, Tefastam Mu'ut Tefastam. If I have a choice of making a drush or whatever it is, and I have two suggestions, well, it means this, or maybe it means only this. So if I say, if I say 7 days, I'm clearly safe, because Pesach will teach me 7 days, and Sukkot will also teach me 7 days. If I want to say that it means 8 days, I have to have I don't have proof for that, because maybe it only meant 7 days. So the Tefach Temuot is safe. So when we have, I think what the more means, well, there is a cloud, like when you have a hekish, l'kula b'l'chumer l'chumer makshina. So if you have a choice, when the hekish is coming to teach you a chumer or a kula, we go l'chumer. Tosfos said it's not a din safek, it's din vadai. That's part of the masur of how to make a hekish was l'chumer makshina. Tosfos is a gimel min aleph. So it will be a question of suffix when it comes to Dini Mominus, which is more whether it's talking about Hekesh or Dini Mominus. So you start applying Tolei Suffix, which that's not true. So it's a Din Vadai. But over here, we have conflicting Chumras. So on one side, we have that on one side we have that yes, we're being mechayev him one more day to bring a korban, which means if he didn't bring it, he's not potter. He's mechayev to bring a korban. On the other hand, we're saying that you can't bring the korban anymore. So I'm being each way has a chumra in it. I'm not allowing you to do the mitzvah anymore. You lose your mitzvah. That's the chumrah. You can't do your mitzvah anymore. Or I'm mechayev you. You didn't do it, so now I'm mechayev you to do it. What do you mean? Go get up scot free. You're not bringing a korban. You're mechayev to bring a korban. So I could darshan chumrah in each direction. So under those circumstances, we're saying you go with a tefas to move it. We can't be mechayev. We're not going to mechayev another day of korban. Go say the Mor says okay. El lamai hilchus so kaser rachmana the chag sukkos. So why is Chag HaSukkos mentioned in the pasuk over there? In regards to the, is there any element of hekesh in the pasuk? The fact that it's there. Whereas it's Bakusha the Chag HaMatzos to give it a hekesh to Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos Ta'un Lina. Now Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lina. There's a lot of Lina by Sukkos also. Where it says okay, and V'hosim in Olam. So, and how do we know, by Pesach do we know there's a lach of lina? L'chsiv, if anisa b'berker b'holachta lo yolacha. So the Pesach says, that if I told him the Korban Pesach, it says, v'bisha tova chalta, which refers to Korban Pesach, if anisa b'berker b'holachta lo yolacha. Then the following morning, you go to your oil. The Rashi says, the following morning, the Korban is the first day of Yom Tov. Because it's talking about being Korban Pesach, which is your dal. So Rashi says the pasuk can't mean on Tesvav and Yom Tov because it is a Tchumen. So Tosis raises the question that Tchumen is only derived according to Rabbi Kiva. We're darshing how to understand a pasuk. The pasuk can't mean go home on Tesvav because there's an issue of the Rabban of Tchumen. I mean that's not shy. It has to because it is a derisa. Mor says Rabbi Kiva Shita is an issue of derisa. The Korban Chum is always a derisa. So Tosis brings a shita which says that even though the Chum did not hold Tchum, they hold the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil. They don't hold the 2,000 Amas, which is one mil, but the Shear of Yud Beis Mil, which is the full Shear of the Machla Yisrael, that they do hold it. So Tosis brings such a shita. Tosis argues with it very strongly, based on the Gemara and Shabbos which readers had. The Gemara discusses a case where a person had. He forgot all of the malachas, so but he remembered Shabbos. So the shaykh, because remembering the day with no responsibilities is not called remembering the day. The guy be kibbutz. So the Mor says, well, that he remembered this of Tchumen. Mor says, that's that Bisham Karn Rabbi Kiva, good. Karn Rabbanan is no good. Well, Karn Rabbanan is also this of Tchumen the Raisa. Yer Beis Mil. Vice says, Karn Rabbanan is no, it's a Tchumen, period. So Taisa says, and Taisa brings another Raya from Gemara and Beya. The Mor says, Ein Rechven. The Mor says, because you might go chutz tchumen. The Mor says, oh, vaysechoy is tchumen deraisa. No, so that's not the pshat. It's because you might yatoch zmara. And every else tchumen deraisa, according to this Yesh Mefarshi. So he says again, Elamai, you see that according to the Chacham, there's no din of tchumen deraisa. So what's talking of pshat? Why? How do you know the pasuk doesn't mean finisa berka brought the lecho on yamtiv? So he says, because they couldn't leave the night before. There was a chiyav rias panim bazora. You're not yet to be a spana bazora on Erev Pesach. So how could they leave that? Of course they had to stay the first day of Yom Kippur. So he re-spana.
Does re-spana require you to be there all day?
No, but the pasuk says, Fenisa Berker, don't leave the night before. Fenisa Berker, we're allowed to leave. You have to wait till the morning. Right? As opposed to what? Don't leave the night before. Of course you can't leave the night before. So it must mean, it means that I'm here, I stay the first day. So the post said, no, don't leave today, wait till tomorrow. But he said, well, after that, was referring to the first day of Chol HaMoed. So that's how we know this is Din Lina. Okay, it's Rashi.
So people who live in Yerushalayim, they go home?
What?
People who live in Yerushalayim, they go home?
Yeah. That wasn't a problem. Lina mean they couldn't leave Yerushalayim. Ma kagamatzes yeshet tashuma kolsiv zakrashi kirabina troy perikama. I mean to make a drush on the first parak that the loch of tashlumin. The chag is supposed to be done. The chagamatzes shmei afu shivas yamim. So. It says over there, a lashon of, what was lashon of the pasuk? Which pasuk did we have over there? V'chagosem shivat yamim. So you'd be chagig for 7 days. And Mor says, I thought he says that it's only supposed to be chagig one day. So Mor answers, it means tashlum. But we're not from Sukkot, and Pesach also was a yomtiv of Shivas Yomim. So Shin Regal B'Thayatzim versus Regal B'Thayatzim, the Gabi Pizer Kashav, and not the Gabi, the Din of Tashlumin. Zakrashi Pizer, what is Pizer? Pious, Zman, Regal, Korban, Shir, Bracha. Pious, then you pour a chag, Kol Shivas Yomim Achag, in regards to the Purim of Sukkot. The whole 7 days, Ein Mefaisim Aleihem. There was the Hindu pious to decide who gets it. Alafi Cheshbon or Mishmoris, Alafi Sidron, Makriban or Son. You bring it according to the order of the Mishmoris. You heard we get the first, but bring the first power, etc. The Nama set the Sukkah. Mishayim Makriv, Purim Hayoyim, Lohayim Makriv Lamacher. And so the first seven Mishmoris would get the Purim, and then you would divide up your Elim and your Kavosim. So, according to Cheshbon, would come out that the people who were got the Purim the first day didn't get it the second day. Uparshal Shmini, Mephias in love, they would do a pious. Ezeo Min HaMishmoris, Yakirenu, which one of the Mishmoris would be Zaycha to bring the Purim, the Par, there's only one Par in Shmini. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shemini Atzeres is one par, one aisle, seven kibbutzim, and the Yom Tov, the Pesach and Shavuos are two parim, and Sukkot is 13.
Lots of changes.
Right. Okay. Zman Shechiyanu. That's what Zman means. Regel Sheyesh Shem Regel B'fnei Atzmai. When you carry Sukkot, it's not referred to as Sukkot. And davening and benching, etc. Korban Shein Vehemish Korban Oisov Kiseder Pari Achag. It doesn't follow the order of the Purim of the Chag, even though it's the next day. So you would expect it to be along the same lines as the Purim of the Chag. Shepurei Chag mismatim v'holchim. The Purei Chag A, each day gets less. So that with 13 goes down to 7. So you think that you would expect on Shemini Atzeres should bring 6. And number 1, Ukibseyem is Yudala B'chodyar. Ve'elim Shnayim. There was 14 Kibosim and 2 Elim. Ubishmini Par Echol Ayel Echol Mishiba Kibosim. So it was only 1 par as opposed to 6. So only 1 aisle as opposed to 2, only 7 kibbutzim as opposed to 14, so it's a totally different order, flow of the kibbutz. Shir, and shir kibbutz of kaseder shir shal yomos ha-chag, v'en amadar minyan parshiyos shal hum vahi, shusim on the shir shal yomos ha-chag. It didn't follow it wasn't along the same lines as the mizmorim that they said for sukkahs. So then the king gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael on Yom HaShmini, so they would do the zecher for that maizel. Tosfos brings those. So Tosfos says bracha is referring to, again, Tosfos says bracha is referring to the nusach tefillah's difference, and regal is halacha klina. You have two approaches. One which is encompasses a larger amount, literally takes hold of a larger amount. One encompasses a smaller amount. It's preferable to take the smaller amount. But let's say you were wrong and you should have taken the larger amount. It will mistakenly only take the smaller amount. What you've done is valid. The mu'ud is included in the meruba. But if you take more than you should have, you take the larger amount, and that turns out to be wrong. So what you've done is improper. Pasha the more means, it doesn't mean it's a suffix. It means, since that's the proper approach where the Torah wants you to look at it, the Bereshit gave it in a way which is unclear, relying on that you're going to use this rule, so obviously he wanted you to pick it. At the end of the day, it means, based on this concept, we know the Bereshit wanted us to pick the small one, because he knew that's what we're going to do. So that's what he was being renounced to us in the Torah to do. Tonlina, let's say Yom Tov. So you'd have to wait till after Yom Tov. And how do you know that? Because the Phoenicia Berker Balata Lelecho, Phoenicia Berker, like Rashi Shu Cholamoyd, it's termed for Toma Cholamoyd. How do we know? Dilo be Yom Tov, Tchumen Osir, because on Yom Tov there's an Isser Tchumen. Oh my. Okay. Furthermore, Kasher. So we're saying that there's a halacha of tashlumin all these 7 days. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah Tzeres, Shechal liyez Erev Shabbos. Yishem Armim Yom Tavuach Acher Shabbos. Beisil Armim Ein Lo Yom Tavuach. There's no day of bringing karbonos. My love, Ein Lo Yom Tavuach Klal. There's no day period. So you see there's no din of tashlumin afterwards. Not like we're saying over here that there's a tashlumin of 7 days. Where it says, no, that's not what it means. It means, shenetzricha yom tavuach. There's no need to have a special day designated for bringing kabbonis because you can bring them on yom. According to Bishama, you would have to designate the first day afterwards, which is available, which in that case is not yom tov, not Shabbos, but yom rishon, to bring kabbonis. For the markasha, so what's the chiddush? My kamashulon, the makravinan b'yarmei, hayifliga b'chad hazimna. I mean, basically, this is just repeating ourselves. Basil says you can bring on yom. Bishama says you can't. Now, tashluman exists for 7 days. We know that already. So Basil says you can bring yom. There's no need to have wait till 2 days later to bring your kavanas. He says, no, you have to wait 2 days later to bring your kavanas, and you'll be yotze then, or bring it then. No, so we know that already. And without the Mishnah saying that, we would be aware of that concept. The Mor says, Ditnan, Bishem Ramim, Mavian Shlom and Vain Semchon Layim, Abalo Erlis, Vasom and Mavian Shlom and Erlis, and Semchon Layim, you could bring the kabanas. The Mor says, that's Sricho. I need to say this case. In these 2 cases. The Ashwin Baha Baha Kamar Beshame, the first said the Resha, I said the Resha. Beshame says wait till after Yom Tov. Mishum the after the Machar, because you could bring your kabbanas and Pesach and Sukkot the next day. Abulhacha Aimamadalahula Basil. I would think that maybe over here it's still preferred to bring it the first day. So maybe over here Beshame would agree that you would bring the kabbanas on Yom Tov and not wait till after Yom Tov. Fine. Piyashvina Bahasa, just stay over there, and they argue over there. Bahakamar Basil, Mishum de Loyafshu the Machar. I would, if I just say that the case that where it comes out to be that Shavuos is Erev Shabbos, Basil says, yeah, bring the Kabbalah, no need for him to bring it on Yom Tov. I would say, yeah, in that situation where Basil says that's preferable than then doing it on Yom Rishon. Because you have another Eitz, the Loyafshu the Machar. Abol Baha, Ema Murder. The Beis Shammai. But in this situation, I would say you're murdered the Beis Shammai. That you wait till afterwards. Sirich, that's what we need to say in both cases. En lehem tavuch klal. Tzakarashi, en lo hikriven b'yamtav. Oid en lehem tashumen. They have nothing left. The Mor said, no, it means you don't need a special day. The Mor said, what's the Kiddush? Abba b'ho, batzer shechal, yus b'erev Shabbos. Eman murder the Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai would get a Beis Hillel. Yikrivu a b'yamtav. The Mocher is Shabbos. Maybe you'll end up not bringing your kabbalas. We have no eight, so we must allow them to be brought on Yom Tov. That's what I would think. Beis Shammai would agree. Beis Shammai argues in that case also. Okay.